This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The British hosts of COP26 have called on countries to raise their ambitions to cut greenhouse gas emissions by next year. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The first draft of the political decision, which the United Nations released on Wednesday, asks countries to revisit and strengthen the 2030 targets in their nationally determined contributions, so as to align with the Paris Agreement temperature goal by the end of 2022. That would force countries to set tougher climate targets next year, a key request from countries most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. The draft also urged countries to speed up efforts to end fossil fuel subsidies, though it set no fixed date. That proposal could face pushback from big energy producers.
Your own response, sir.
The text also dodges poorer countries' demands for assurances that rich countries, whose greenhouse gas emissions are largely responsible for climate change, will provide far more money to help them cope with climate change and cut CO2 emissions. Greenpeace dismissed the draft as an inadequate response to the climate crisis.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said Wednesday that the European Union would widen its sanctions against Belarus, targeting both people and entities. Von der Leyen, speaking after a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House, said the situation on the border between Belarus and Poland was not a migrant crisis, but an attempt by the authoritarian regime of Minsk to destabilize its neighbors. The migrants, many from the Middle East, have spent days in freezing temperatures on the border, blocked by rows of Polish border guards behind razor wire. Western governments have accused Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko of luring the migrants to his country and then sending them